受饥渴之苦，他自动满足他的一切愿望，但他却不满足并且渴望 Prema。 Krishna 是Krishna 是凭纯粹良的人格化身，但他却愤怒起来啊，是主人去行不顾，可以将恐惧入到汤尼手中，在阿赛里大的问他逃。Krishna 以心意度能就逃跑路行走，但他轻易的被他母亲牢抓住，可是龙所及，但却不行。Krishna 无母变错命，但他却被抓起来受到限制。在所有这些事情中， Krishna 只以周达接住他奉献者控制的固有 Bhakta Vat 主的是那主的受奉者控制是他没有愿意不取悦也没有其他愿，所以他去奉献无期望，这是最恰当不过的。 Yes, we might finish reading。
We, I know what I'll do. I'm going to go through when I have the Dhammadhan Lila, and I can read in English as you read in Chinese. So, hang on.
Yes. I do.
Yes. So, we completed the Damodar Lila through chapter 9.
Woman.完成我们
In chapter 9, the Leela of Mother Jasoda binding Krishna is explained in detail.
In 第九章，母亲杨的捆绑 Krishna的消失光显出的痕迹。
One of the largest sections of that chapter 9 is the mystery of why it was difficult for Mother Jasoda to bind Krishna, no matter how many 150 feet of rope she got to go around his little waist.
他的篇幅不是你收的，他非非有不定，他的树
这个语变增音不行，增音断续，
哪？哦，
语变声音不行，声音断续，听不到你的声音。
Why don't we just disconnect?My computer to your computer.
谢谢您，哈利
帮。I don't know. We're having a little trouble with the audio. Can you hear okay? We're having a little trouble. Your voice is choppy. Can you hear my voice okay?
Yes, I just... heart's broken due to the connection.
Yeah, the connection is poor.
If Radha notice.
Yes, Swami Mathis.
Yeah, your connection is weak. Our connection is strong.
Yes, I asked Manini to translate.
Yes, Swami Mathis.
Yes,
I could hear Yes.
Is your signal strong, Manini Radha?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so Surabhi, you mute yourself and see what happens when she does the translating.
Oh, okay.
Surabhi, mute yourself. There we go. Let's see if this works any better. Krishna is displaying several things in the Damodar Leela.
Krishna 在 Damodar Leela 中展现了一些不一样的东西。
What's being pointed out in this slide, this text that Surabhi just read, is the following.
就是在 Surabhi Mataji 刚才展示的这一页幻灯片中展示的内容如下。
Within Krishna,we find everything because he's the source of everything.
在 Krishna 之内我们找到了一切因为他就是一切的源头。
There are opposites within Krishna. Just like you know in China, yin yang. There is the opposites of this material world. Within Krishna, everything also exists. There's apparent opposites within Krishna also.
在 Krishna 之内也有就是存在反面的或者负面的东西就好像中国的阴和阳一样所以在这个物质世界的这些反面的东西也存在于 Krishna 之内因为 Krishna 是一切的源头
I don't think we need to go through all these points that you see on your screen of the opposites that are within Krishna
我认为我们在此不需要去一一的去过这个就你们在这一页幻灯片上所看到的这些关于这个反面的这个存在于 Krishna 之内的这些反面的特质的这些要点。
However, that's his nature. Within Krishna, all opposites are resolved or reconciled.
Sorry, Kumar, could you...repeat.
Yes, within Krishna, all opposites are resolved or reconciled. Do you know that word, reconcile?
Sorry, I forgot this word. Sorry.
But
由于这个就是天性使然就是在 Krishna 之内的这些所有负面的或者说反面的这些特质其实都是圆满的契合的
For worldly people this is a big mystery and for devotees it's one of their appreciations of the transcendental nature of Krishna
对于世俗的人来说这些就是负面的特质可能让他们来觉得很无法理解或者充满了神秘色彩但是对于奉献者来说这恰恰是奉献者们所欣赏的Krishna 的超然的特质
This is a nice collection of opposites that are within Krishna I like thisexplanation. Very nice.
这一切都是就是 Krishna 之内所存在的这些反面的这些特质的描述我非常喜欢这些描述
What was Krishna showing to Mother Jasoda?
Krishna 所对亚修达妈妈所展示的这些特质。
He's showing that he is controlled by love and he likes to be controlled by love.
Krishna 所展示的就是他被爱所控制，而且他喜欢被爱所控制。
The nature of sadhu, by definition, is one who has no material desire.
关于 sadhu, 圣人这个定义就是是一个没有物质欲望的人。
The sadhu, or the devotee, does have desire, that's the desire, exclusive desire,to please Krishna.
但是对于萨度或者说对于奉献者来说，奉献者是有欲望的，这个欲望就是毫无旁骛的，只是想取悦 Krishna.
One who has that desire toward Krishna, Krishna desires only one thing, that's to please the devotee, which is this particular pastime.
那么拥有这样的愿望的这种奉献者呢， Krishna 对于他们也只有一个愿望，就是想取悦这样的奉献者，这就是 Krishna 在他的这个逍遥时光中所展现的。
Chapter 9 of Canto 10 Bhagavatam ends with the image that you see on the screen.
就在博迦瓦坛的第十篇的第九章的结尾，就是你们在屏幕上所看到的这一幕。
The binding of Krishna to that grinding mortar is now complete.
就是现在 Krishna 已经被绑在了这个研磨臼上。
Mother Yasoda has gone about her household duties.
而妈妈亚修达她现在去继续从事她的这些家庭的职责。
And Krishna is with his little friends.
Krishna 和他的小伙伴们在一起。
And they want to play, as little boys like to do.
他们想要去一起玩耍，就像小男孩们通常会做的那样。
Krishna was crying a little bit.
Krishna 有点哭泣。
But then he began exploring, moving around, even he was tied to the grinding mortar because he's all-powerful Lord.
但接下来他又开始拖着这个研磨就四处的挪动，因为他是全然有力的至尊主。
So he began playing with his friends and smiling.
所以他开始跟他的小伙伴们一起玩耍，并且开始微笑。
And in the courtyard in front of the house, there were two trees, as you see in the picture.
就在这个房屋的前院，就像你们在屏幕上所看到的那样，有一对树。
And Krishna began to consider with his omniscience, his all-knowing nature, that Narada Muni, his dear devotee, had made a promise or pledge.
这是 Krishna 开始去开始思考他的这个眼下要做的一个任务因为 Krishna 是全然无所不知的，他了解到他的亲爱的奉献者 Narada Muni 做下了如下的承诺。
Next slide。
下一页幻灯片。
Surabhi, next slide. Yeah, thank you.There you see a drawing of Narada Muni holding his Veena. No, go back. No, please go back. I'll tell you when to go forward. Surabhi, go back. One slide. Surabhi, go back. One slide. Thank you very much.
大家在这页幻灯片上可以看到Narada Muni 手持着维纳琴站在那里。
Surabhi, go back, go forward, please. Thank you, and leave it there till I ask you to do something else. There we see the two sons of Kuvera, and they're bathing in this sacred river, the Mandakini Ganga.
在途中我们可以看到Kuvera 的两个儿子他们正在一条圣河叫 Mandakini Ganga 这条圣河里沐浴。
This is one of the sacred rivers that flows in this earthly realm, but it's also present in the heavenly realm.
这是一条同样的流经在这个地球的这个星系，也同样流经天堂的这样一条圣河之一。
And they were in an intoxicated state.
他们俩都酩酊大醉。
There's a kind of liquor intoxication that they were very fond of. And when Narada came, they were not in proper order. They were naked, and the ladies that were enjoying in the lake with them were also unclothed, wild in intoxication.
那这是一种特别的能够让人就是迷醉的一种饮料，所以他们现在陷入一种就是迷醉的状态，浑身赤裸，同时与他们一同在湖中也同样赤裸的这些女士们也是没有穿衣服的。
Next, when the ladies saw Narada, they became shy and they covered their bodies with their clothing.
当这些女士们看到 Narada Muni 的时候，她们纷纷觉得很羞愧，就穿上了自己的衣服。
But the two young men, they were so much intoxicated and so much proud, they didn't even bother to cover themselves.
但是这对年轻人呢，他们却出于骄傲，同时出于他们处在迷醉的状态，他们浑然不顾Narada Muni， 浑然不知羞耻，没有穿衣服。
What follows is one of my favorite sections in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
接下来这部分是我在《薄伽瓦坛》中非常喜欢的一个部分。
Because we find out what's inside the heart and the mind of a pure devotee when insulted.
因为在这里我们可以看到，就是在一个纯粹的奉献者心中，当他被侮辱的时候，他的心中所思所想如何。
In one sense, the two sons of Kuvera were simply being immodest, but in the other sense, because Narada is a great saintly person, it was offensive.
那一方面来说呢，从一个角度来说，就是 Kuvera 的这两个儿子，他们是不知羞耻的。从另外一个角度来说呢，Narada Muni 他是个伟大的圣人，就是这两个。Kuvera 的两个儿子这样对他是非常不敬的，是有冒犯的。
Narada is going to consider why and what to do.
Narada Muni 就开始思考，应该怎么做，并且为什么要这么做。
These two young men, they're not only intoxicated with liquor, but they're intoxicated with pride.
就是这两个年轻人，他不仅因为酒精而迷醉，同时他们也因为骄傲冲昏了头脑。
They have beautiful bodily features.
他们有着非常美丽的这种身体上的特征。
They've taken their birth in an aristocratic family, sons of Kuvera.
而且他们出身高贵，出生在贵族家庭，诞生在Kuvera的家中。
They have vast learning and vast wealth.
同样，他们学识也非常的博学，拥有大量的财富。
But because their hearts are impure, they have an enormous amount of pride.
但是由于他们的内心不够纯粹，他们内心中充斥着骄傲。
When someone has pride, they can do all kinds of wild things. or hurtful things to others and themselves.
当一个人内心充斥着骄傲的时候，这样的人很可能对他自己，同样对他人做出一些疯狂并且具有伤害性的事情。
And they don't have proper regard for saintly persons either.
同样，他们对圣人也没有相应的应有的尊重。
Next. He began to consider when someone is proud, they can do any hurtful thing to others and feel nothing, no problem in doing that.
他就开始想，一个充斥骄傲的人可能会对他人做出很多伤害的事情，同时自己还浑然不知。
One of the best remedies for this pride for these two men is that which they are proud of, they're deprived of, so they will lose their pride.
那么对于这两个年轻人现在所处的这种骄傲的最好的这种药方呢，就是剥夺他们一切引以为豪的东西。
And once they have lost their affluence and their position and feel difficulty because of that, they may correct their hearts.
那么一旦这两个年轻人丧失了他们这一切引以为豪的这种光环，以及他们拥有的这些富裕和高贵的这种出身，那么他们就能够就是回到清醒的一个状态。
Since they like to stand naked, then they can stand naked as trees in the material world.
既然他们喜欢赤身裸体，那么他们就可以像树一样，就赤身裸体的在这个物质世界像树一样矗立在那里。
He then decided to curse them to become trees for 100 celestial years of the demigods.
接下来南无的牟尼就决定要诅咒这两个年轻人变成树木，在地球上长达100个天堂年之久，就是半神的天堂年。
That's a long time.
这是相当漫长的一段时间。
Often Prabhupada would explain like this, 6 months here is one day in the heavenly realm, 6 months here is one night in the heavenly realm, that equals one day is one year.
Prabhupada 曾经这样说，以做这样的一个对比，就是地球上的六个月就好比天堂的一个白昼，同样就是地球上的六个月相当于天堂的一个黑夜，所以整整的一天呢，在地球上相当于是整整的一年。
So you can do the math. 100 celestial years is a lot of earthly years. They stood as trees for a long time.
所以大家可以自己运用下算术来计算一下这个天堂年的这个100个天堂年在地球上是有多少年之久，是相当漫长的一段时光。
Once they were freed from pride, Narada had a plan to deliver them to Krishna consciousness.
一旦这两个年轻人摆脱了他们这种骄傲的状态， Narada Muni 决定要拯救这两个年轻人。
They would take birth as trees in the courtyard of Nanda and Yashoda.
他们将会投身在Nanda 和亚修达的这个院落当中。
They would see Krishna face to face and be delivered by him.
他们能够面对面的见到 Krishna， 并且由 Krishna 亲自解救。
And in this way, they would return to their original position of pure devotees of Krishna and return back to the heavenly realm.
那么以这种方式，他们就能够被 Krishna 所拯救，返回他们原本的这个纯粹奉献者的地位，返回灵性的这个国度。
the all-knowing Krishna knew that history very well.
那么无所不知全知全能的 Krishna 对这段历史非常了解。
It was Narada's word that Krishna would deliver them, both brothers.
这就是 Narada Muni 的承诺，他将解救这两个年轻人。
So the all-powerful Krishna began dragging that wooden mortar that caught between the two trees, and the two trees were pulled over.
所以全然有力的 Krishna 就拖拽着这个木质的研磨臼朝这两棵树中间走去，然后就卡在了这两棵树中间，最终把这两棵树连根拔起。
Please read.
尽管这两个年轻人是财神库维尔的儿子，我跟他们毫无关系，但 Deva Rishi Narada 是我十分钟爱的奉献者，因此由于他想要我面对面的去到他们跟前，那我必须这么做，让他们得到救赎。
Next. Please read.
Krishna 如此说罢，便迅速走到两棵 Arjuna 树之间，就这样跟他绑在一起的大木臼被横着卡在了两棵树之间。
Now read also.
小 Krishna 使劲地拽跟他的肚腹绑在一起的木臼，把两棵树连根拽倒，借着至尊主的强大力量，两棵树连同树干、树枝和树叶猛烈地晃动，轰隆一声砸倒在地。
Let's go back. You see these trees being uprooted by that grinding mortar.
就如你们所见，这两棵树是被这个研磨臼连根拔起的。
Probably in China, like every parts of the world, there are trees that are considered hardwood trees and they have a very deep root system.
那可能就像中国一样，或者像世界的很多其他地方一样，都存在这样一种硬木的这种树木类型。这些树木它们有着非常强大的根系。
In America, that tree is known as an oak tree.
那在美国呢，这种有着强大根系的这种硬木是橡树。
In India, the Arjuna tree is that kind of tree. Very, very strong hardwood, very deep root system, very difficult to overturn, not like bamboo.
那在印度呢，这种非常木质非常硬的这种树木，同时有着非常强大的根系的这种树木，就是 Arjuna 树，这种树木非常难以被撼动。不像竹子一样，竹子是很容易被撼动的。
There was a period of time in Mayapur when they were preparing the area where the temple of Vedic Planetarium was being built. They had to remove some trees.
那在 Mayapur 呢？当时就是在筹备这个筹建这个伟达天文馆的时候有些树木是要被移走的。
And it's not nice to remove trees anywhere, what to speak of in the holy dham of Mayapur, and this is the holy dham of Braja, the place of Krishna.
当然在任何一个地方去把树木挪走或者是把它拔起都是一件不是很好的事情，那何况是在圣地 Mayapur, 或者说更何况是在圣地 Vrindavan 呢？ Braja.
To remove those trees in Mayapur, it was a major undertaking because their root system was so deep and strong.
而要移除这个 Mayapur 这些就是在这个要建要准备建设这个天文馆的这块基地上的这些树木是非常非常艰巨的一个任务，因为这些树木的根系非常的发达。
But here we have a little toddler pulling over two Arjuna trees. That's impossible. But he's the Supreme Lord. He's all strong.
但是就像但是现在我们看到一个小小的顽童就把两棵这些根系非常强大的树木连根拔起，这看起来是不可思议的。但是这之所以可能，是因为他是至尊主 Krishna。
And because the trees were so big, when they fell over, it was a big sound, a big crash.
而因为这两棵树木巨大无比，所以当两棵树连根拔倒，就是倒在地上的时候，发生了一声相当大的巨响。
The ground shook hard and the leaves from the tree fell off and branches broke. It was a big scene.
那这个树木轰然倒在地上，所有的枝叶纷纷落在地上，这是一个非常壮观的场面。
There you can see in the painting the two sons of Kuvera are emerging from the tree.
就像你们在图中所看到的那样，库维拉的两个儿子就从树木中显现了出来。
And they're in a now very humble mood instead of a very proud mood.
那现在他们俩的这个心态是非常谦卑的，而不像之前那样充满了骄傲。
Next. When the residents of Vraja heard this loud crashing sound, they became unconscious for 48 minutes.
那当文达文的居民们听到这个轰隆的巨响之后，他们都丧失了知觉，长达48分钟之久。
That's the duration of one muhurta.
这个48分钟就恰恰是一个 muhurta 的这个时间的这个长度。
Just like we're advised to rise early in the morning during Brahma Muhurta and do our devotional activities, especially beneficial during that time.
就像我们被建议要在清早在 Brahma Muhurta 这个吉祥的时段起来从事我们的清早的 sadhana 念诵一样，因为这个时间是非常吉祥的时刻。
All the adults fainted, but the little boys that were surrounding Krishna, they didn't. They saw the whole situation that happened.
那当时所有的这个成年人都晕倒过去了，但是这些小孩子们都围着 Krishna 目睹了见证了这个发生的这一切。
They're very innocent little boys.
他们都是非常纯洁无瑕的非常天真的孩子。
They have such love for Krishna and such trust in Krishna, they just smiled and they weren't fearful and they watched the whole situation that happened.
他们是如此的爱 Krishna, 同时如此的相信 Krishna, 所以他们都围着 Krishna, 就是微笑着目睹了发生的这一切。
Next.Next slide, please. Thank you. There you see Nalakuvera and Manigriva coming from those two trees.
就像你们所看到的 ,Manigriva 和 Nalakuvera 从两棵树中出现。
Their original heavenly beauty was restored. Their bodies were effulgent.They were dressed in celestial garments and ornaments, and the little boys heard them offer the following prayers.
那就如你们所见，库维拉的两个儿子就恢复了他们这个天堂的居民的这种美丽的体征。同样，他们穿戴着这个华丽的服饰，还有各种珠宝，浑身散发着光灿。旁边的就是围绕着 Krishna 的这些牧牛头们，他们就听到了这两位半神人向 Krishna 所献上的如下祷文。
Now please start reading all their prayers.
Yes, Maharaj. 祝 Krishna, 祝 Krishna, 您富裕的奥秘不可思议，您至高无上，是原初之人。
是远因、近因等一切原因的原因。您超然于这个物质创造。博学的 Brahmana 们以伟达声言 Sarvam Kavidam Brahma 为基础，知道您就是一切，知道这个以其精微和粗糙特征存在的宇宙展示乃是您的形体。
Next。
主啊，您存在于创造之前，因此在这个物质世界里受困于充满物质属性之躯的人之中，有谁能了解您？主啊，您的荣耀被您自身的能量所遮蔽，您就是至尊人格守神，您是 Sankarsan， 是创造的源头，您就是 Vasudeva， Chatu Vyuha 的源头，因为您是一切，所以您就是至尊 Brahman， 我们只是恭恭敬敬地顶拜您。
Next. This is a very interesting painting. There's Krishna with the grinding mortar over on our right. There, the two trees are falling over. In the background, there's the elders trying to figure out what just happened. And there's Nanda Jasoda and Devaki were very perplexed and troubled by that huge sound. They were unconscious, but when they heard all this, they were very puzzled. Next.
Sorry, I translate. 就如刚才大家所看到那张图一样，刚才那张图非常有趣，就在图的右侧是 Krishna 用岩魔臼拽倒了两棵树倒在地上，而在远方的背景我们可以看到是两位成年人正在讨论这件不可思议的事情。同样的，在左边画面的左边我们能看到Yashoda 妈妈和Rohini 妈妈在一起就是被刚才就是听闻刚才发生这些的描述感到迷惑不解。
Next. Read.
您以诸如普通的鱼、龟和猪等形象显现，显示这些生物做不到的活动，拥有无穷威力、非同寻常、无与伦比的超然活动。因此，您的这些形体都不是物质元素组成的，而是您至尊人格的各种化身。您是同一位至尊人格守神，您现在协同全部能量显现于世，为的是造福这物质世界的芸芸众生。
Obviously, these two boys, two young men, they're very learned.
那很显而易见，这两位年轻人是非常博学的。
Even in their post in the heavenly realm, they had this knowledge, but their knowledge was covered by pride.
那么，尽管他们在天堂这种这个很高的地位下，他们拥有这样博学的学识，但是却因为骄傲，他们的学识被遮蔽了。
What does that tell us?
那么这个告诉我们什么了呢？
It's important not only to have scriptural knowledge, but it's important to have good qualities and good character.
那么就是不仅仅是说我们要拥有这些学识很重要，拥有这个好的品质，好的这种，好的特质是非常重要的。
We live our lives under the regulation of Vedic codes because it helps us become pure so that our understandings of Krishna become more fixed and complete.
那么我们在生活中遵循这些伟大的规范原则，就是为了让我们能够拥有这些好的，培养这些好的品质，以能够让我们对 Krishna 的理解 变得坚实，变得坚不可摧。
Let's go to the next slide. Krishna is considering these words of the sons of Kuvera in this way.
那么 Krishna 是这样去想，这个 Kuvera 的两个儿子献上的祷文的。
One more prayer they recite, and then Krishna speaks. Go ahead.
接下来他们又说了如下祷文：至尊形体啊，我们永远是您的仆人的仆人，尤其是 Narada Muni 的仆人。现在，请准许我们离开，重返我们的家园。正是借着 Narada Muni 的仁慈，我们才能面对面见到您。
Then Krishna says.
接着 Krishna 说道：他们赞美我，解除了他们的束缚。但是亚修达妈妈却把我绑起来斥责我，而不赞美我。虽然如此，但出于爱，我仍然待在狗窟了。Brajavasi 的惩罚比库维拉的两个儿子对我的赞美更加取悦我。
I hope you can appreciate. No, go back, please. I hope you can appreciate what Krishna is saying.
我希望大家能够。欣赏Krishna 所说的这一番话。
These two sons of Kuvera have now become pure devotees.
Kuvera 的两个儿子如今已经变成了两位纯粹的奉献者。
When they return back to the heavenly realm, they're not just demigods anymore, they're pure devotees moving about the heavenly realm.
那他们重返天堂星宿之后，他们不再是像以前一样是两个普通的半神人，他们如今是两位纯粹的奉献者，在天堂的国度里面游荡。
By the mercy of Narada Muni, they've gotten the mercy of Krishna and have achieved pure devotion.
凭借着 Narada Muni 的仁慈，他们能得以面见 Krishna， 成为纯粹的奉献者。
A very similar sequence is described when Krishna delivers the Vidyadhara, who became a serpent by offending another sage, and then Krishna delivered him, and he was eager to return to his heavenly abode and sing and praise the glories of Krishna to them in the heavenly realm.
那同样的一幕在另外同样的这一幕，其实在另外一个逍遥时光也得以展现，就是当时变成因为冒犯一位圣人所变成一头蟒蛇的这位Vidyadhara 这样一位就是也是一种就是。类似半神的这种身体非常美丽的这种生物他当时因为冒犯了一位圣人，所以被诅咒变成了一头蟒蛇，也是得到了 Krishna 的解救他后来也是重返恢复他的躯体特征，然后重返天堂星宿，然后去传播主的荣耀。
So these two sons,They'll go to a different heavenly planet, but they have the same intention, resuming their activities there, but also singing and praising the glories of Krishna, spreading Krishna consciousness.
所以同样的Kuvera的这两个儿子，他们也是返回到不同的天堂星宿然后去在那里去做之前的活动，但是不仅如此，他们会在那里去唱诵、传颂主的荣耀。
Can we go back, Surabhi? Now we hear Krishna's response to all these nice prayers.
那么方才我们听到了 Krishna 对这个听到了 Kuvera 两个儿子这所有的这些祷文的一个反应。
What pleases Krishna more? than nice prayers offered by these two sons of Kuvera, or we heard prayers offered by Krishna in chapter 14.
那么就是比这个 Kuvera 的两个儿子，或者说Krishna 在十四章所听到这些祷文，就是更为取悦 Krishna 的是。
What pleases Krishna more is being tied up by rope by Mother Yashoda and receiving her sweet and loving affection.
那么就是比这一切更加取悦 Krishna 的是 Krishna 被亚舒达妈妈用绳子把他绑在阎魔柩上，更取悦他的是就是接受到亚舒达妈妈对他这些超然的爱。
Krishna can go anywhere he likes, but he liked Vrindavan. He never leaves Vrindavan because he likes the love and the association he receives through his loving devotees there.
那么 Krishna 可以想去哪儿都可以去哪儿，但是他从来不离开 Vrindavan， 因为他只想待在那儿，因为在那里他可以接受到他心爱的奉献者与他的这种亲密的联谊和充满爱心的这种交流。
That's what the previous chapter was teaching us, and the same is being taught in this chapter, in this episode with the sons of Kuvera.
那么这就是在先前的那个章节，以及在我们今天所讲的这个章节，就是 Kuvera 的两个儿子获救这一章节，所提到的。
Next.Go ahead.
就这样，两位年轻的半圣人向至尊人格守神进献了祷文。尽管 Sri Krishna 至尊人格是一切的主人，并且毋庸置疑，他就是 Gokula 之主 Gokula Ishvara， 却被牧牛女们的绳子捆绑在木臼上，所以他露出灿烂的笑容，对 Kuvera 的两个儿子说了如下一番话。
Krishna is now going to give them important instructions.
那么 Krishna 接下来就给了他们非常重要的训示。
Next. Read.
至尊人格守神说，伟大的圣人 Narada Muni 非常仁慈，他以他的诅咒向你们俩展示了最大的恩慈。你们因疯狂的追求物质富裕而冲昏了头脑，虽然你们从高等星宿 Svagar Loka 坠落下来变成了树木，却被他赐予最大的祝福。所有这一切事情一开始我就知道了。
Next. This is just a nice drawing. Look at, oh, let's go back please. Look at Mother Yashoda standing in the doorway, shocked.And look at Krishna straining a little bit, but pulling over these two giant trees. And look right in the middle of the painting. There's the two sons of Kuvera. Very, very beautiful. Okay, next. Okay, translate.
那么大家看这幅图是非常的精彩绝妙。亚舒达妈妈站在门前，惊讶地看到眼前发生这一切。而在底下 Krishna 轻轻一拽，就把两棵树拽倒在地，而在中间画面的中央，我们可以看到 Kuvera 的两个儿子从树木中显现出来。这是一张非常美妙的图画。
Go ahead.
当人面对面见到太阳，便再也看不到黑暗。同样，当人面对面见到一位萨杜，坚定不移臣服于至尊人格守神的奉献者，便不再受制于物质束缚。
This is an important teaching that comes again and again in the scriptures.
这个教导是一而再、再而三的反复出现在经典中的。
Association with sadhu means material existence finished.
那么和圣人联谊就意味着一切的、所有的这些物质存在就得以终结。
Next. Next is also just a painting. There's the two sons of Kuvera on the left. And Krishna's raising his finger, giving them some instruction.
那么这张也是一幅图景，就是左边是Kuvera的两个儿子从树木中显现出来，而右边 Krishna 举起他的右手，正在给Kuvera两个儿子训示。
Next. Read.
Nala Kuvera 和 Manigriva， 现在你们可以回家了，因为你们渴望一直专注于对我的奉爱服务中，你们发展对我的爱的愿望将得以实现，从此你们永远不会从这个层面上堕落下来。
There you have it. Krishna is giving them a benediction. Never again will they fall from the platform of pure devotional service, having attained it.
就是大家可以看到 ，Krishna 给了他们这样一个祝福，就是他们现在所真达的这个奉爱服务的层面，他们永远不会从这个层面堕落下来。
Next. Go ahead.
在那里。他们看到两颗 Yamala Arjuna 倒在地上，但令他们困惑不解的是，虽然他们亲眼目睹两棵树轰然倒地，却找不到树为何倒在地上的原因。
You see in the background, the elders hearing this big crash, they came running to see what happened, and they just see Krishna smiling in the midst of the two trees and.They had no idea how this happened.
那从画面中我们可以看到，后面就是这些成年人们，他们听到这个两棵树倒在地上的巨响之后，就赶忙前来看究竟发生了什么事情。但他们赶到现场的时候，只看到小 Krishna 微笑着坐在两棵树之间，他们完全不知道究竟发生了什么，而且是怎样发生这一切的。
Next.Read.
Krishna 被绳子绑在 Ulukala 木臼上，拖着木臼，但他怎么可能把树拽倒呢？究竟是谁干的？这件事情的起因又是什么？想着所有这些令人惊讶的事，牧牛郎们都大惑不解。
Krishna had shown his unlimited spiritual power.But the residents of Vrindavan couldn't process it that that's what happened.
Krishna 已经展现了他不可思议的这种超凡的灵性的能量、能力，但是文达文的居民们却对发生的这一切浑然不解，他们不知道发生了什么，无法理解。
So they began to speculate. How did this happen? Was it this? Was it that?
所以他们纷纷开始推敲。猜测究竟发生了什么可能发生这样的事情或者那样的事情。
So let's take a look at the next painting.
所以让我们看一下下一张图景。
There you see Krishna between the two trees and you see some little boys surrounding him.
你们可以看到图中 Krishna 坐在那里，周围环绕了一些小孩子。
And just behind them,There's the elders in Vrindavan, and the little boys are going to explain exactly what happened.
那再往后，大家可以看到有一些文达文的年长的长者们，而那个小男孩就是在极力的去解释到底发生了什么。
Here's what they said.
他们说了如下这一番话。
Please read.
接着，所有的牧牛童说道：“是 Krishna 干的。”当他去到两棵树中间，木臼横着倒了下来。Krishna 拽了拽木臼，两棵树就倒了。后来，两个美丽的男子从两棵树里面出来，这是我们亲眼看到的。
Next. Read.
由于强烈的父爱，以 Nanda 为首的牧牛郎们怎么也无法相信 Krishna 能以这么神奇的方式。把两棵树连根拽倒， 因此他们不能相信孩子们的话。然而有些牧牛郎将信将疑，心想，既然已经预言过 Krishna 与 Narayana 等同，那可能真是他干的。 Nanda Maharaj 看到儿子被绳子捆绑在木臼上，拖着木臼，不禁笑了起来，并为 Krishna 解开了绳子。
When the adults heard the children explain exactly what happened, they thought, oh, this is just silly children's talk.
就当这些年长的牧牛郎们听到孩子们解释了就是当时发生了什么的时候，他们只是想，哎，这都是小孩编的瞎话。
But there were some who were considering, we know at the name-giving ceremony,For Krishna by Gargamuni, he said that he would have powers like Narayana.
但是他们中有些人也不禁开始去回想，当时他们在 Gargamuni 所举办的为 Krishna 的起名仪式上说到过，他将会有和 Narayana 同等的力量。
Maybe he did it.
也许就是他干的。
But Nanda Maharaj can't even think like that. He just was so much affectionate to Krishna, he immediately smiled, released Krishna from the grinding mortar, and embraced his son.
但是 Nanda Maharaj 完全不这么想，他一看到 Krishna 就微笑了，他对他充满了强烈的爱。他把 Krishna 赶紧从木臼上解了下来，抱在怀中。
Next, here is the painting where the residents of Vrindavan come to the place where Krishna was, and the trees had fallen.
那图中展现的就是文达文的居民赶到了现场，而 Krishna 就坐在那里。两棵树倒在地上。
Let's hear what Jiva Goswami has to say about this situation.
那让我们来听一下，Jiva Goswami 对这个情景是如何阐释的。
Jiva Goswami writes.
Jiva Goswami 对此评述道 ：Nanda Maharaj 刚从市场回来，便听到这声巨响。他连忙跑到现场，看到两棵大树倒在地上， Krishna 身上绑着 Utka 就在两棵树中间。他去到 Krishna 身边，把绳子解开，然后把 Krishna 抱在腿上，问 Krishna 是谁绑的。 Krishna 说是亚舒达妈咪绑的。亚舒达妈妈也听到了巨响，跑了过来。Krishna 靠着 Nanda Maharaj 的肩膀闭上了眼睛， Yashoda Mata 便从另一边走近，但 Krishna 不愿看他。 Yashoda 妈妈哭了起来，但 Krishna 还是不愿看他。 Nanda Maharaj 问 Krishna， 晚上是谁把你抱上床的？ Krishna 说是你爸爸。接着他又问，早上是谁把你叫醒的？ Krishna 说是你爸爸。是谁给你做的早餐？ Krishna 说是你爸爸。你放牛回家之后是谁给你沐浴的？ Krishna 说是你爸爸。连续六天 Krishna 没有正眼看亚舒达妈妈的脸，亚舒达妈妈不停地哭泣，眼睛都哭红了。那时亚舒达妈妈马上就要离开躯体了，她马上就要离开躯体的消息传到了 Krishna 耳边。 Krishna立刻赶到亚修达身边。
6 days Krishna wouldn't even look at Mother Jashoda.
连续六天 Krishna 连看都不看亚修达妈妈一眼。
Mother Jashoda was crying and crying and crying day and night for 6 days. Her face was red, and when Krishna came to know,He stopped being angry and went and crawled in her lap.
连续六天，亚舒达妈妈日夜不停地哭泣，眼睛都哭红了。 当 Krishna 听到这个消息之后，赶到亚瑟达妈妈身边，不再对亚瑟达妈妈生气，爬到了亚瑟达妈妈身上。
Again, Krishna is controlled by the love of his dear devotees.
再一次 ，Krishna 再度被他亲爱的奉献者的爱所捆绑。
But he stimulates that love by behaving like a little boy.
他就透过他这个孩子气的孩子一般的这个行为，去激发他奉献者的这种爱。
Now, in this is a very interesting painting. Let's go back, please. Oh, Suravi. There we go. Okay. In this one painting, we'll find many of Krishna's pastimes of killing different demons.
其中我们可以看到 Krishna 的就是杀死各种各样的恶魔的这些逍遥时光展现在这个图中。
Up in the top, there's the Vatsasura or calf demon.
在这个画面上方是 Vatsasura, 就是这个小牛犊的这个形式出现的恶魔。
In the middle, there's Krishna swallowing a forest fire.
而在中央我们看到是 Krishna 就是吸走这个森林大火的这个逍遥时光。
In the lower left corner, Krishna's killing the bull demon, Arishtasura.
那在左下角看到的就是 Krishna 杀死这个公牛的恶魔形象这个逍遥时光。
In the bottom right, it appears to be Putana, and Krishna kills Putana.
在右边我们看到就是 Krishna 杀死这个 Putana 女魔的这个逍遥时光。
It's just a nice painting showing what Krishna's wonderful activities.
这就是一张展现了 Krishna 各种奇妙的这些逍遥时光的这个图画。
Next. Again, it's just a nice painting of Krishna's childhood pastimes with Mother Yashoda. Look at the monkey climbing up the side of that pillar.
那同样，这还是展现了 Krishna 的这个逍遥时光的这个童年活动的这样的一幅图画。可以看到这个柱子上爬着一只猴子。
And the painting on the right. Can we go back, please?Painting on the right is also very beautiful. It's Krishna and Balaram with Mother Yashoda.
那么右边也是一幅非常美妙的图景，就是 Krishna 和 Balaram 和 Yashoda 妈妈在那里。
She's instructing him. He's probably done something mischievous.
Yashoda 妈妈正在教训 Krishna， 很显然他可能做了一些调皮捣蛋的事情。
Next.But the affection of Mother Yashoda is so strong. Krishna loves her, and she loves Krishna like anything.
但是亚瑟达妈妈对 Krishna 的爱是如此的强烈。Krishna 深爱着亚瑟达妈妈，亚瑟达妈妈也无比深爱着 Krishna.
And look up in the sky. There's the demigods observing this loving pastime, loving exchange between Yashoda and Nanda Nandana.
那大家看这个图画的最上方，可以看到有很多半神人躲在云朵后面，就是目睹了这一切。他们见到了亚瑟达妈妈和亚瑟达南达呢。
And the last slide of the pastime.
就是这个逍遥时光的最后的一个幻灯片。牧牛女们说：“我心爱的 Krishna。”如果你跳个舞，我就把一半的甜点给你。他们这么说，边拍着手。所有牧牛女都以各种方式去鼓励 Krishna。每到这个时候，他都会笑盈盈的如他们所愿起舞，就好像他是他们手中的木偶。尽管他是最有力量的人格守神，有时他会在他们的命令下大声歌唱。就这样 ，Krishna 完全在牧牛女们的掌控之下。
So I think we'll end there.
我认为我们今天就停到这里。
The childhood pastimes of Krishna are very wonderful, very attractive, very charming.
那么 Krishna 童年的逍遥时光是非常精彩啊绝伦而且非常迷人的。
As with all of his Vrindavan pastimes, there are these two main features.
在他所有文达文的这些逍遥时光中他有两个主要的特质。
At all points of time, Krishna is clearly aware of his transcendental position of all power and all knowledge.
就是在所有时候无时不刻 Krishna 其实是意识到他自己的这个全然无所不知这种超然的这种至尊人格守神的地位的。
At the same time, he is the relisher of rasa or loving exchange with his devotees, which is most sweet in Vrindavan.
但与此同时呢，他却同样去品尝着在这个文达文他与他的奉献者之中这种非常甜美的这种爱心的交流。
In Brahma's prayers to Krishna, chapter 14, he explains this.
那么在第十四章Brahma 对 Krishna 献上的祷文中他阐释了这一点。
Although he is all of these transcendental things, he's the Lord of everything and the creator of the universe and so forth.
尽管他是创造这一切宇宙的这个至尊主他无所不知全然有力。
He comes into this world to nourish the happiness and transcendental loving exchanges with his devotees, particularly in Vrindavan.
那么他却来到这个世界上去与他的奉献者们一同就是品味这种甜美超然的逍遥时光尤其是和文达文的这些他的挚爱的奉献者们。
So we have just 15 minutes. I think we should go to questions.
我们现在还有15分钟我想我们开始进入问答环节。
So those of you that have some questions, you can send something in to the chat box.
所以你们如果有任何问题请发在这个聊天室的这个消息框中。
Or you can unmute yourself and speak something.
或者你们可以把自己的麦克打开，直接去说些话。
Manini Radha, Jamuna Tiramataji 已经有一个问题了，就在聊天室里。
Surabhi Mataji, 要不然你现在如果信号好的话，你来这个问答的这个翻译吧，我怕我反应不过来。
还是你来弄吧，万一我这边信号断断续续，
好，
没事。
好的。A question from Yamuna Tira Devidasi. I speak Chinese first. 深深的顶拜 Guru, 请问 Guru, 处于和 Krishna 父母关系情侣关系和朋友关系的纯粹奉献者是不是都知道 Krishna 是至尊主呢
是不是都不知道 Krishna 就是至尊主
是不是都不知道 Krishna 就是至尊主呢So Guru Maharaj, this question is from Yamuna Tira Devidasi. Her question is that the pure devotee who are in the Vatsya Rasa and in a lover relationship and friendship, this kind of pure devotee, do they have no idea that Krishna is the Supreme Lord?
There are those that have parental affection outside of Vrindavan, for example, Queen Kunti, and they have a very clear idea that he is the Supreme Lord.
就是在这个文达文之外也有在与 Krishna 是这种父母之爱的这种情愫的这种奉献者，比如像昆提皇后啊，她在文达文之外她却是知道 Krishna 就是至尊主的。
But those who are elders with parental affection, they don't have any idea that he is the Supreme Lord. Even he shows it again and again.
那在文达文的这些年长的奉献者们，纵使他们看到 Krishna 一再的去上演这些神迹，但是他们却是不知道 Krishna 是至尊主的。
Maharaj, may I ask you a question?
Yes, I hope so.
Shall I first speak Chinese and later speak English? Okay, thank you. 我的问题是这样子的。Krishna 上演了当达尔肖时光是在 Diwali 的那一天上演的。但是呢，先前的阿查亚说我们要用一个月的时间来去庆祝主达姆达尔上演的这个消时光，这其中有什么特殊的意义呢？因为像当 Krishna 举起戈瓦丹山的时候，他举了七天七夜上演了七天七夜这样的消时光，但是达姆达尔这个消时光只是发生在那特定的一天，却我们要用一个月来去荣耀这样的消时光。Yes, Guru Maharaj, my question is that Lord Krishna performed his Damodar Lila on the day of Diwali. So, but we are recommended to celebrate Damodar Lila for 1 month. So my question that, is there any special significance or meaning about this Damodar Lila? When Krishna performed Govardhan Lila, he lifted the Govardhan hill for 7 days. So, comparing Damodar Lila.
Which Lila? I can't follow. Which Lila? Damodar Lila?
What's the...
Comparing Govardhan Lila to what? What's the other one?
Yeah, comparing with the Damodar Lila, when Krishna performed the Govardhan Lila, he lifted the Govardhan hill for 7 days. So it appeared that this Govardhan Lila is more greater than Damodar Lila. So I'd like to know that. Is there any special meaning that about Damodar Lila? Especially, we are recommended to celebrate this pastime for 1 month.
Govardhan Lila is not greater.
Oh.Manini Radha. Govardhan 山的 Govardhan Lila 消时光不是那么非常的了不起。
That may be your understanding, but that's not what our acharyas are indicating.
这可能是你的理解，但是呢，这并不是我们的 acharya 们所指明的。
For the fact that we worship the Damodar Lila the whole month, it's the month of Damodar.
事实上，我们在 Damodar 这一个月去庆祝 Damodar 这个消时光，那么这个月份被称为 Damodar 月。
It's not the month of Govardhan.
Yeah, 这不是这个 Govardhan 山的月。
So now is your question, what's special about the Damodar Lila that result in our worshipping it for the whole month? That's the question.
Yeah. 那么现在你的问题是，达摩达尔利拉，我们花上一个月的时间来去崇拜达摩达尔，这其中有什么深意吗？或者是有什么特殊的意义？这是你要问的问题。
There are many wonderful celebrations during the Kartik month, but the Damodara Lila takes a very strong position.
在 Kartika 月有很多非常美妙的上演 ，Krishna 上演了很多非常美妙的逍遥时光。尤其是在这个月份，达尔逍遥时光这段逍遥时光尤其的突出。
There are several factors, but perhaps the most dramatic factor is Krishna being controlled by the love of his devotees.
其中有好几个因素，但是呢，其中最为至关重要的一个因素就是 Krishna 被他心爱的奉献者的爱所掌控。
In all cases, Krishna is controlled by his devotees. However, the control that is exhibited by Mother Jasoda is extreme.
在各种情况下 ，Krishna 都被他的奉献者所掌控着。然而 ，Yashoda 妈妈她。极其的 Krishna 极其的非常极其的是受到了 Yashoda 妈妈的掌控
Just like that very first verse that we saw this evening
就像我们今天晚上所看到的第一个诗节所描述的
In many many ways Krishna is showing contradictory characteristics
Krishna 以非常非常多的方式来展示了他看上去自相矛盾的品质、特性、特质。
On the one hand, Krishna is the unlimited supreme lord, and on the other hand, he is subordinate to his devotee. That's what that list of contrasts shows.
那么一方面呢 ，Krishna 是至尊人格守神本人。在另一方面呢 ，Krishna 却在他的奉献者的爱的掌控之下。
Mother Jasoda is eternally in that relationship of mother with Krishna.
Yashoda 妈妈她永恒的与 Krishna 是她永恒的是 Krishna 的母亲的这样的关系。
And like the other rasas, one who follows the path.Of Mother Jasoda, one can achieve the same kind of love as the residents of Vrindavan, and that's this feature of the Damodar month.
那么就像其他的情况下，当一个人去追随亚修的妈妈的这个步伐 ，Guru Maharaj, could you repeat?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mother Jasoda is a perfected Nitya Lila, Nitya Siddha personality.
Yashoda 妈妈是 Nitya Siddha, 是永恒解脱的人，永恒完美的人物。
Other associates in Vrindavan are also Nitya Siddha devotees.
在 Vrindavan 的其他的奉献者们，他们也是 Nitya Siddha, 他们也是永恒完美的人物。也是 Krishna 非常永恒完美的奉献者。
The path of spontaneous devotion can be achieved by following these perfected devotees in the way that Rupa Goswami has taught us.
如果一个人他按照 Rupa Goswami 所告诉我们的方法去追随这些永恒解脱完美的奉献者的道路的话，一个人就能够获得自发的对 Krishna 自发的爱。
This teaching of bhakti is essential for those who are followers of Lord Chaitanya.
所以对那些主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的追随者来说，这个教导是至关重要的。
Therefore, it takes prominence.
因此，这段消时光是如此的啊突出重要，有着如此突出的地位。
The teaching of spontaneous love, like the residents of Vrindavan, is taught through the love of Mother Jasoda and this whole chapter.
在这一整章，通过 Yashoda 妈妈对 Krishna 的爱教导，通过 Yashoda 妈妈对 Krishna 的爱的这样的教导，告诉了我们。对至尊人格守神的自发的爱。
Anyone else?
Yes, Guruji. Yes, another question from Small Servant. 顶拜 Guru, 最近感觉在 Krishna 知觉中失去了服务的热情、品味和动力，更喜欢关注世俗的动态。而不去聆听 Krishna， 请问 Guru 在 Kartika 月如果没有遵守誓言的话，是不是就会出现这样的懈怠呢？那么如何去调整好这样的心态呢？ Yes, Guru Maharaj, I offer my obeisances to Guru. Recently, I feel that I lose some enthusiasm for the service in Krishna enthusiasm, taste, and impetus for the service in Krishna consciousness, and I'm more inclined or more interested in interested in the material things instead of listening to the narrations about Lord Krishna. So my question is that in Kartika month, if one doesn't follow the doesn't follow the regulations or the promises, so then one will when Krishna consciousness will be slacks in this way. So in that situation, how to adjust one's attitude or mood?
Everything depends upon the individual, what's best.
一切都是因人而异的，就是最好是做怎么样做最好，一切都是因人而异的。
Association is one of the first places to look to see is can sadhu sangha be increased and materialistic association be decreased. That's the first place to look.
我们首先重点要看到的第一件要去重视的就是和奉献者的联谊萨杜桑嘎。我们如果和圣人的联谊萨杜桑嘎增加的话，那么与物质相关的这种联谊就会减少。
Another is a message of wholesome steps in a good direction.
那么还有一个讯息就是我们要一个健康的处在一种非常良好的状态之下呢，就是始终保持在一个正确的方向上。
In other words, rather than being absorbed in what you're not doing right, think of things that you can do and do them with some attention, some regularity, try to find success in those areas of your life rather than meditating on what you're not doing right.
那现在的这样的一个始终保持在一个良好的方向，一个正确的方向上，保持在一种良好的状态下，那就是现在你不要专注的去想你现在对这种物质的世俗的这种关注，而去想你有什么样的愿望或者是倾向去从事的服务的，然后你想去怎么样去做好它，做到它。
The message here is put the horse before the cart.
啊，那么在这里要传递的信息就是要把马放在车前面。
The horse is Bhajana Kriya and the cart is Anarjana Vritti.
而这个马呢就代表着 Bhajana Kriya，就是实际的去从事奉爱服务的修行，而这个马车呢是 anartha niviti， 是去除心中的不洁。
Take up with some the maximum devotion that you have some of the things that you are doing all right and that will help cleanse the heart from this worldly attraction problem。
那现在呢，从事一些你能够尽最大的尽自己可能能够做到的奉爱服务，去努力的做好。Yes, good night. I forgot the later part. Could you repeat?
I don't know what you're saying.
The maximum, the devotees, about devotional service you can do, and then later.
That leads to anarchana vritti. It helps to cleanse the material absorption that she's speaking about.
那么你尽可能的去做到你所能够做到的奉爱服务，这样呢就能够帮助你去除掉心中的不洁，帮助你逐渐的做到 anarchana vritti， 就是帮助你脱离你现在所处的状态。
Those are two answers to that question, two suggestions.
所以呢，这就是对你提出来的这个问题的给出的两个建议。
So it's after 9 o'clock, and I think we should end.
现在已经过了9点了，我可能就今天就讲到这里。
So thank you all for coming and joining on this Kartik month topic.
非常感谢大家聚集在一起聆听，并一起来欢度 Kartika 月这样的吉祥的时刻。
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai. Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj. 谢谢 Guru Maharaj 的精彩的讲课与回答，非常感谢大家的聆听。好，也非常感谢 Manini Radha.今天的救场，也非常感谢这个 Hari Vallabha Mataji 的转播，非常感谢在美国的那边奉献者他们的转播。 Hare Krishna， 谢谢大家给我这个服务的机会，希望大家天天 Krishna 知觉啊。